Today's shiur is a Masechta Menachos on Daf Mem Aleph. We will begin on Daf Mem Amid Beis, five lines from the bottom of the Yomid, with the third last word, Amar Rab Zeira. Begins the Gemara. Amar Rab Zeira, Amar Rab Masna, Amar Shmuel. Tcheilas Ein Ba Mishum Klayim. We've learned this halacha before, that in a talis which has tcheilas in it, there is no Isser Klayim. But then Rav Zeira adds an astounding thing and says, "Va'filu b'talis p'tura." Even if the talis is potter from tzitzis, still there won't be any isser of klayim. And on this, the Gemara asks right away, "My talis p'tura? What's the case of talis p'tura where there's no isser klayim? L'chayr, if the talis is potter, then it's shaloi b'makam mitzvah. If there's shaloi b'makam mitzvah, then there should be an isser klayim." Rashi, the bottom Rashi, Devar Maskel Tcheilas Ein Ba Mishum Klayim, with the gears of the Shita, says Kosat Kedatech. The Gemara's Havamin it was the Hachi Kamar Tzitzes the Shita in Ois Yud Ches Afal Gav the Chetzia Pishtim the Chetzia Tzemer Ein Ba Mishum Klayim. That even if half, two of the strings are Tzemer and two are Pishtim, there won't be an isser klayim. But then Rav Zeira is adding that even by a talis p'tura, what's the case of talis p'tura which will exempt the person from klayim? L'chayr of its potter from tzitzis, then there should be an isser klayim. So elaim, if you're going to say to les bashi ura that it has no shear, it doesn't have the right shear. Vatanya, we learned in the b'raisa, talis shahakotn mischasa boy roish v'rubay, a talis which a cotton. And the tour in Archaim Simon Tezayin says that the cotton we're speaking about here is a ben Tes Shanim, he's 9 years old. A talis that a cotton would cover himself, Roish of Ruboy, his head, and most of his body, as we go to Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, V'hagodol Yoitzba Derech HaRoy, and a godol would take the same garment, which is covering the Roish of Ruboy of a cotton, and temporarily, in B'shas Adchak, if he didn't have anything else to wear, he would not be embarrassed to take this garment to go out with it to the marketplace, chayevis b'tzitzis. So this is the correct shear for which one is chayev in tzitzis. However, if it's a beged which ein hakotn mischasa by roish v'rubay, the cotton does not cover with it his head and most of his body, afal pisha gadol yaitze b'aroy, even if the gadol would take this garment out on a temporary basis, petura, the garment is potter from the mitzvah of tzitzis. And then the brisa continues, v'chein le'inyin klayim. And so is the halacha concerning klayim. V'havina boy, and we ask the question, my v'chein le'inyin klayim, what is meant with that expression in this case of v'chein le'inyin klayim? Elam, if you're going to say v'chein le'inyin isura de klayim, that the same halacha would affect klayim as well, as Rashi explains. That if the cotton is not mischasa with it, then there is no din of klayim if klayim was woven into the talis, but that's not correct. Vanantnan. We learned in a Mishnah, in Masech the Klayim Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis, Ein Aroy B'Klayim. There is no din of Aroy B'Klayim, which means that even if a gadol would not go out this B'Derech Aray, there would be a din of klayim. And how was this mission explained? Va'omer of Nachum by Yitzchak, that you know what this mission is referring to, v'chein le'inyin sadin b'tzitzis. Rav Nachum by Yitzchak explains that the din of ein aroy b'klayim is nageya, a sadin, a wrap, a garment made out of pishtin, that if it doesn't have the shear that a gadol would go out with it even for a rai, then there is a isser klayim b'tzitzis of tzemer. You have a garment of pishtun tzitzis of shel tzemer. If the gadol would not go out with this on a temporary basis, there would be a din of klayim because there's no mitzvah. If there's a shear that the gadol would go out with it a rai, then there's no isser klayim. So how does Shmuel say that there's no din of klayim by a talis p'tura, if talis p'tura means that it doesn't have the shear which a gadol would go out b'derech aray, and or that a cotton is mischasa roisha v'ruboy, if it doesn't have that shear, we learned b'feirish as Rav Nachman Yitzchak explained the Mishnah in Klayim, that there would be a halacha of Klayim in such a case where it's not b'makom mitzvah. If so, what did Shmuel mean when he said, when Rav Zera said in his name, that filu b'talas p'tura, there is no din of Klayim? Elamai, p'tura, you know what it means, p'tura, hitel lemuteles. We learned before on Mem Amid Beis, in fact, the Gemara soon is going to ask, the Reb Zera said this then already, towards the end of the Mem Amid Beis, approximately 10 lines from the bottom, Reb Zera says, Hitta lumuteles kshera, which means that if there were already tzitzis on a beged, and he put additional tzitzis on the beged, although he's mechuyev me'ikara din to remove one of these tzitzis, but as long as they're both on, we say they both have a halach of tzitzis. And subsequently, Lamashal, if he takes away the first tzitzis that were on there, he's yaitzu with the second tzitzis. It's kosher. And Rashi says, and Be'emes Taisus, earlier in the beginning of this perek, on Daf Lamed Ches Omid Aleph, speaks it out in Divrei HaMashal HaTcheilas, the first long Tosfos in this perek, where Tosfos says that, on Daf Mem Omid Aleph, Tosfos speaks out in Divrei HaMashal, the second bottom Tosfos, Kivin de Efshir Biminon, at the end of the Tosfos, Tosfos says, the Klayim Mamish Hutter Eitzel Tzitzes. V'lav mishum d'chiyah. When we say that klayim is mutter in tzitzis, it's not d'chuya, but rather hutra. And Rashi, similarly, in Divrei HaMashal, my petura says at the end of the Rashi, d'chishayir rachmana klayim b'tzitzis legamri ishtari. So it's a din of hutra. And if it's hutra, we would say that even if you have two bunches of tzitzis, and Mi'ikara din, you have to remove one of them. But since you could be yoitza with each one, if I take off the first one, I'm yoitza with the second. If I take off the new second one that I just put on, I'm yoitza with the first. So therefore, they both have a din of tzitzis. If it would be dechuya, so I wouldn't say such a thing. But if it's hutra, as long as it has a din of tzitzis, so then it doesn't matter the first or the second, it's mutter. So that's the din of Klayim, that even though the talus is potter because it already had tzitzis on it from before, it doesn't matter if I put on new tzitzis, and even if those new tzitzis cause shatnas here, cause Klayim, the halacha will be that there will be a heter because Klayim is hutra eitzel tzitzis as long as this has a shame tzitzis, which it does, and therefore it will be mutra. Ask the Gemara of Amar Rav Zera Chadazimna. This is mamish based on what Rav Zera said, that hitel mutalis kshera. You're telling me then, based on that, vafila batalis ptura, and you're telling me there's no din of klayim. So it's the same halach, which Rav Zera said twice. The first member on Mem Amid Beis was Rav Zera, and the second member is Rav Zera. Answers the Gemara, chadam achlach dechavirta itmar. Really, we learn out one from the other. The Bnei Yeshiva learned out one from the other. So Rashi says, there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos here. Rashi says mechlal the hit lumutel shera itmar hachtaklayim, that once I have the first halacha of Rav Zera on Mem Amid Beis that hit lumutel shera, so I see that it has a din of hutra as long as that it has a shame tzitzis. So the din of klayim is hutra at slayim. And mela from that I learn out the second halacha. As long as you say kshera to both tzitzis that were put on our kosher, so mela it's hutra. Mela it is, from that I learn out the second halacha is no din klayim. However, Tosfos Divrei HaMashal Chada B'Chal DeChaverta disagrees, and Tosfos says it's just the opposite. And the reason of Tosfos is because the second halacha was Rav Zera in the name of Rav Masna, in the name of Shmuel. How could we say that the Talmidim figured out from the first din of Rav Zera, the second din, Rav Zera wasn't even saying from himself, he was saying in the name of Shmuel. So Tosfos learns Adarabba, that it was the second halacha that the Talmidim heard in the name of Shmuel. And from that, they figured out that Reb Zeira's Shita is based on what he had heard from Shmuel, that Hitl Mutalis is Ksher. Yibalt, there's no Isser of Klayim. It must mean that Klayim and Tzitzis is Hutra. And as long as this has a Shem Tzitzis, which it does, it is mutter to have shatnas there, to have klayim there. So memela from that, the Talmidim learned out that Reb Zeira holds hitzel lumutelas ksheres. So learns Tysus. Begins the next piece of Gemara, Tana Rabban, and the Rabban have learned, talis kfula chayevis betzitzes. Rashi explains, if you have a talis that is doubled over, and now it has the original four corners, but now it has an additional two corners because of the kefalus, because it was doubled over. So the din is chayevis betzitzes. So you'll put two tzitzes on the new corners formed by the doubling over, and you'll have two tzitzes on two of the remaining four corners. This is the halacha of a beged that has six corners, that you're mechuyev to put tzitzis on four of the corners. However, Rab Shimon poiter, Rab Shimon paters. And Rab Shimon's shita is that since this kfelus, this doubling over, can unravel and it can become back to the original four corners, so therefore it's not called a knuff, it's not called a corner on the kfelus, on the doubling over. On that section, those corners are not considered permanent corners, and there's no chiv and tzitzis. So the Bach and Archaim Simon Yud learns that you are mechuyev to put it on the remaining four corners. Reb Shimon meant to pater the new corners formed by the doubling over. However, others learn that since it's not clear what the corners are here, right now it's doubled over, but it could be nispashate, it could unravel, and then you won't have these corners. So the corners are not clear, and therefore the whole beged, according to Reb Shimon, is pater from tzitzis. Vishavan, the Tanakama and Reb Shimon both agree, she'im kafel v'tafra, that if you doubled it over, but you sewed it up, she'chayev, it's then your chayev, it sits is on the new corners formed by the sewing up of the after you doubled it over. Ask the Gemara, tafra pshita. Of course, once you sewed it up, of course there's no machlokes. Reb Shimon agrees that you formed new corners. The Gemara answers, like tzricha denokta besichi, that he stitched it up with sichi. Rashi has two pshatim. First pshat in Rashi, he did it with tacks, which are easily able to come apart. The second pshat in Rashi is that he did it with broad stitches, in other words, he basted it. It wasn't a permanent sewing up. And therefore, here is where the chiddush is, that I still consider it that it's completely sewed up, and therefore everybody will agree that it is chayiv in tzitzis, and we will use the corners, the newly formed corners, as knuff for this beged. However, if it is not sewn in any way, not with tacks, not with broad stitches, it's just folded over, there Reb Shimon holds its pater. Gemara says a story concerning this halacha, Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Ikla, he visited Lebei Rav Bar Rav Nachman. Chazi, he saw David Chazi that he was wearing talis kvula, a doubled over talis. V'ramalei chutti ilavik feila. And he had put the tzitzis on the crease. So what happened was, since it was not sewn up, ifshita, it unfolded. V'asa chutta, and then the tzitzis came. V'kam lahari resha. As Rashi explains, when it unraveled, it unfolded, he was covered in front and back with the tzitzis. So the tzitzis that used to be on the corners of the fold, now that the whole talus got unfolded, those tzitzis went up near to his head. Amar lei. So Rabba Bar Huna said to Rabba Bar of Nachman, Lav hainu knaf the kasa rachamana. This is not... Now that you see it unraveled, you could see that this is not the knaf about which the pasuk is speaking about. The pasuk says, "Al arba kanfes ksuscha asher techasebo." So this is not what the Torah meant when it said a kanaf. Lav hana kanaf tekas rechamana bar raisa, which the Torah was speaking about in this pasuk in the Torah. So when Rava heard this, asa shadya, he took off the garment that had become unfolded, ichsigli machriti, and he began to wear another garment. Amar lei, so Rava said to Rava, mi savrat choyves gavra, who, by what you just did, that indicates to me that you hold that the chiv of tzitzis is a choyv on the person. And therefore, if there was a problem with one beged, you want to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, so you'll take another beged. But you don't have to do anything with the unfolded beged. No, I hold choyves talasu, and this is a machloikis, which we have elsewhere in the Gemara, whether tzitzis is choyves gavra or choyves mana, it's a choyva of the talis, that even if it's lying in a on a shelf in a closet. If you're not wearing it, if it's a chayvus talis, you're mechuyev to put on tzitzis. As Rashi says, afilu eser yeshel chatuna tzitzis. If you have 10, they require tzitzis. Zil rami law. You can't just take it off and put on another pair of tzitzis. Go put on tzitzis. Fix up. Now that those corners got unraveled, you see that they don't have a din of a knaf, and therefore put it on the original four corners. So now we opened up a new discussion whether tzitzis is chayvus gavra or chayvus talis. Lema mesayle. Let's bring a raya to Rava. Let's bring a raya to Rabba that the halach is that it's chayvus talisu. Because we learned chasidim arishayim kiva chargubah shalosh, as soon as they got to within three etzbois from the end of the garment that they were weaving, so they couldn't wait to finish the garment. They would put in, to be mekayim the mitzvah of tcheles, they would put in, we know that a garment that sits, it's put, the tcheles is put within three etzbois from the edge of the garment. So as soon as they were weaving within three etzbois, they already put in the tcheles. So Rashi explains, if it's a chayvus gavra, what are they putting in the tzitzis until they cover themselves? They have to wait till they put it on, and then there would be a chiv to have tzitzis. What's the inyan of putting it into the beged before it's even completed? So l'chayri have arrived for the chassidim rishayim that it's a chayvus talisu like Rabba told Rabba. Says the Gemara, no, raya shani chassidim demachrin nafshayu. The Hasidim were machmir on themselves. You're right, really, me'ikar adin, they could have waited until they were going to wear it, until the garment was finished and was ready to be worn. But they were machmir on themselves to be mezareis and do it even before they came to the end of the weaving process. And, says Rashi now, Rabba Barav Huna is choylek upliyid amalacha. He argues on a malach. He holds that it's choyves talis. And from a malach, a story with a malach, we see that it's a chayvas gavra. What is the story? A famous story in Shas. The malacha ashkechel Rav Katina. A malach met Rav Katina, and he found him the michse sadina, that he was wearing a cloak of pishtan. And on a cloak of pishtan, we've learned before that the chachamim were geyser, not to put tzitzis, which Rashi learns to mean you have to put tzitzis, but not tcheles. And the Rabbeinu Tam learns that it's bechlal potter from tzitzis. So according to Rashi in our sugya here, he wasn't wearing tcheles, Rav Katina. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, he was wearing a beged of pishtan without tzitzis whatsoever. Amar lei, so the Malach said to Rav Katina, 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 look at yourself. Look what you're doing with the mitzvah of tzitzit. Sadina bekaita. In the summer, you wear a sadin, which either doesn't have tcheles, according to Rashi, or doesn't have tzitzis bechlal, according to Rabbeinu Tam. So you're certainly not being mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis in the correct way. Visarbala, and you're wearing a sarbala, which Rashi brings down. Belaz is mantle. You're wearing a coat in the wintertime. Sitova in the winter, And Rashi says their coats were like our coats, which were round. They only had two square edges. So again, it's potter from tzitzis. So tzitzis shel tchelis matei aleha. So the malach gave musar to Rav Katina. What's going to be? How are you going to be performing the mitzvah of tchelis, of tzitzis, properly? Amar lei, so Rav Katina answered back to the malach, and she saw say, HaKadosh Baruch is going to punish me for being over on an assay. So Tosis immediately in Divrei Mashal and Shisa Assay says, assay like this inyan over here, because a person is not chayiv to buy a talus if he doesn't have, if he has a talus of our convoys, then he has to put tzitzis. But it's what we call a mitzvah kiyumis. It's not a chiyuv to go out and buy a beged which has arba kanfas to put tzitzis in. If you have a beged of arba kanfas, then you have to put it in. But Avada, says Tosfos, Rav Katina wasn't challenging the malach on any assay. On a regular assay, bezin shel mila is toveya, and not only bezin shel mila, but even bezin shel mata, Tosfos says, are you makonis say shetetz in nafshay? The Bezin Shamata used to hit a person if he didn't want to be Mekayim a mitzvah say until his life would go out. They forced him, in other words, to be Mekayim a mitzvah say. So if Katina was just telling to the Malach, why would Hashem bother me if I don't have tzitzis, if I'm not Mechuyiv in the tzitzis? Amar lei, so the Malach answered Rav Katina, Bezman de ikarischa, when there's heat, meaning when there's the midas hadin in the world, anchinat. Then the Hashem will be teveya you, even though you weren't mekayim this mitzvah kiyumis. For that also, in be'idin rischa, you'll be held accountable. So now let's analyze this, says the Gemara. Iyamrit bishlam echavis gavruhu. If you say it's an obligation of the person to wear tzitzis, hanu de mekayim de like harami. Then we understand why, in the zman of Adin, the Rabbi Yisrael will be teveya Rav Katina that he didn't put tzitzis in his beged. He didn't wear a beged that was chayv and tzitzis. Elo yamrit chayvus talusu. But if you're going to say it's a chayvus mana, it's a chayv of the talus, even if it's in a closet, even if it's in a drawer, how could that be? What's the, how could there be a taina on Rav Katina at a time of rischa? Holay mechayva. He's not mechuyev if he doesn't own the beged. So the Gemara, so l'chayyavarai, that's chayvitz gavra, and memela we say that Rabbah is arguing on a malach. Rabbah held it's chayvitz mana, chayvitz talis. Here we see that it's chayvitz gavra. So the Gemara says, wait a second, elamai chayvitz gavra who? You want to say it's chayvitz gavra? I don't understand that either. Nehei de chayvitz rachamana ki michsi talis the baschi yuva. Einachalami de taris mechayv a person when he covers himself with a beged in which he's chayv and sits. But ki michsi talis the lav baschi yuva mi chayvitz rachamana. If he doesn't have a beged of arba kanfos, where was the taris mechayv him? What's the difference if it's chayvitz mana or chayvitz gavra? It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's only if you have a beged of four corners. If you don't own a beged of four corners, you're not mechayiv to go to the store to buy one. As the Sfasemis says, that hu adin, there's no mitzvah on a person to have a plot of land in Eretz Yisrael so that he can mechayim the mitzvah of Trumas and Maestras. Ella hachi karmelei. This is the way Rashi is goyris here. Tosis is goyris without the word Ella. And there's a fundamental difference between Rashi and Tosis. Let's learn Rashi first. Ella hachi karmelei. So Rashi's learning the way Tosis explains Rashi, that ain't a chanami. Based on this question that we just asked, that even if Chayvus Gavra, what's the tfiyah on Rav Katina if he didn't own a talus that was chayv and tzitzis, that was chayv and tchelis, so what's the taina on him, even if it's Chayvus Gavra? Ella, we have charata. And hachi karmelei, this is what the Malach was saying to Rav Katina. He was saying, whether it's chayvus gavra or chayvus mana, it doesn't make a difference. Tatzdike lemifter nafshach mitzitzes. Rashi says tatzdike means tachbulois. You are using strategies. You're using tactics. The Rabbeinu Gershon has the word kloimer harama kavdis lifter nafshach adoloibois lemitzli talis the baschi yuva. You are making like a trick. You're using loopholes not to be mechayiv yourself. So the way Rashi learns, Eina Chanami, we have no more raya that the Malach holds, that it's a chayvus gavra. However, Tosis takes out the word ella. He just says hachi karmale, and Tosis learns the Gemara is remaining that it's chayvus gavra. You asked me a question. What's the taina be'es rischa if he doesn't own a garment that has four corners for which he's chayv and sitzes? What's the tfiyah against him? No, there is a tfiyah because he's using tachpulas. He's using harama to get out of it. And if it's a chayvus gavra, if it's a chayvah that lies on a person, then we understand that a person should be mashlim himself to make sure that his body has the kedusha of every possible mitzvah. If it's chayvah's talis, not a chayvah's gavra, then einichanami, there would be no tain on him, according to Tosis. But if it's a chayvah's gavra, there would be a tain. So according to Tosis, at the end of the sugya, we do say that it's a machlokes between Rabba and the Malach. Rabba held that it's chayvah's talis. That's why he told Rava, you have to fix that talis kfula to make sure that it has proper tzitzis. However, the Malach holds that it's chayvah's gavra, and then there's a tain on him that you are trying to exempt yourself when you really should be chayv. There's a very fascinating Tosis in Erech and Habez and Mebez, Divya Maschal Kol Chayov and Betzitzis, where Tosis says, V'zel u'shaynai, hayna dafke ba'oisna yamim. When is it considered that you are using a tactic to evade the chiyuv of tzitzis? That's only in those days. The chola talisus hayu bas arba kanfois. All talisim had four corners. So iko oynish loisish mishane oisai lihi pater. So then there's a taina. You make your corners round. Then there's a taina. Avol bezmanazesh roiva talisus peturin. Ain oynish lemisha ain a koinin arba kanfois. So he says today, if somebody doesn't buy arba kanfois, he doesn't have a four cornered garment. There's no oynish even b'shas risk on a person who will not obligate himself to be wearing a pair of tzitzis. So it would come out according to Tosis and Erechin that it's not necessary to wear l'mashal atalos cotton. However, b'zmanazep. Because we don't regularly have four-corner garments, and therefore it's not considered that we're trying to evade the halacha. However, the Tur in Archaim Simon Chaf Dalet says, Zelushayne, Mikol Makam, Toy v'nachan liyos kol adam zor v'zoris b'mitzvah tzitzis, she'yiye loy beget katan mitzayit, she'yiye yilbash esoy kol ayayim, ki ikar mitzvasa al zechiris ha-mitzvahs, ובכל שעה ובכל רגע צורך לכך, דוגמה לדבר כאדם, המזכיר לחבר על עניין אחד, שקשר קשר באזורי כדי שיזכרנו. So the Tur says that even though Tosis and Erechin said that there is no taina bezmanas on a person, but just like if somebody's trying to remind you of something, he tells you, remember this, so you tie something on your hand, on your stomach, you have a reminder, a rubber band, to remind you not to forget. So that tzitzis is something that we need to remind ourselves of our chiyuv of mitzvahs. And the Sharei Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yoina goes further and says that since it's so easy for a person, for a few dollars, he can be kind of tzitzis b'zmanazeh, it's possible to have even b'zmanazeh rischa, even though we don't have normally garments of four corners, a person should buy a talis katan and have it. Yadua that the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, before he was Nifter, was crying, and his Talmidim asked, Rebbe, why are you crying? He said, why am I crying? I'm leaving a world where a person for a few kopekes, a few grushin, a few dollars, he can buy a pair of tzitzis, and every moment that he wears the tzitzis in Mekayim, a mitzvah, I'm going to a world for all the money, all the gold and silver in the world, I won't be able to mezake myself with the mitzvah of tzitzis. That's why I'm crying. I'm leaving such a precious world. So we see certainly from this story of the Vilna Gaon how important it is for a person, and from the Tur and the Shari Tshuva, how important it is for a person to wear a talis katan at all times. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna Amar Shmuel. Kli Kufsa, if you have a talis in a drawer, chayav and betzitzis, they're chayav and tzitzis. In other words, Shmuel holds that it's Chayvas mona, it's a chayvas of the talis, even if it's in the drawer. Umayde Shmuel, Shmuel agrees. V'zokin shasal chvoide. Rashi says, l'tachrichin. He made a talis for tachrichin for himself. Shepitura. The talis of tachrichin is potter from tzitzis. My time. Hasher techase ba'om rachmona. The Torah says, as we brought the pasuk before, the Al arba kamitz ksus asher techasebo, and this is not something that a person when he's alive would wear. And even if he would temporarily in an emergency wear his tachrichim, that's not called a regular levush, a regular kisui, a regular covering of the person. And therefore, he is potter from tzitzis. Asher techasebo rachmona high love lichusuye avida. This is not made to be covered. Bahi shaita, however, as Rashi explains, kishaloishin oisel emes, when the person actually dies, vade ramina le, then of course we put tzitzis into the bag of the mishum, loy l'roish, l'rosh cheref oiseyu. A person who mocks a pauper, he is insulting his maker. He's insulting the Rabbeinu Shloilem if he mocks a pauper. And therefore you are making fun of the person who is potter from tzitzis by not having him wear tzitzis, and therefore, because of loig l'roish, you're mechuyev to put tzitzis. So from this gemara, we see clear that the beged of a mace is chayv in tzitzis. However, tosis bava basra dafayin dalet amid aleph, and so here the rush in the sugya menachas asks from a gemara in brachas daf yud ches, where we find Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yonason were once walking in a beis hakvaras, and Rabbi Chiya told Rabbi Yonason, your tzitzis are hanging over the kvarim, and put your tzitzis in your garment that they shouldn't be seen, because the mesim should not say lemacher boin etzlenu, tomorrow they're coming to us, va'achshav mecharfen oisanu, and now they're embarrassing us, they're making fun of us, we're chayv and tzitzis, you're not. Ask Tosis and Bava Basra, if the Mesim have tzitzis, as is mashma from our sugya here in Menachas, what's the embarrassment? However, Tosis answers, there's still an embarrassment. That even though the Mesim have tzitzis in the Talesim, but once a person dies, Nasachav Shemina Mitzvahs, he's potter for mitzvahs, even though his beged has the tzitzis. And therefore, you, by walking around with your tzitzis hanging out, over the kvarim, you are showing a bezoyin for people who are now putter from mitzvahs. But then Tosis says, Kashal aminik shenoyeg in lahasir tzitzis mehatales shal mesim. Tosis brings down that there was a minik to remove the tzitzis from talesim. So how does that fit in with our gemara here in Menachas that says, we see that because of loig l'rush, you had to make sure that the begotim of the mesim had tzitzis in them. So there are a number of terutzim in Taisus there, Bava Basra, in the rush here in the sugya. The Rabbeinu Tam answers that he heard from Ziknei Lutir, Lefisha, Tzitzis Eidus, Shekiyim Kolotaira, the tzitzis are an Eidus that the person who's wearing the tzitzis during his lifetime fulfilled the entire Torah. We know tzitzis Oila, Tof Reish, tzitzis Begematria, Tzadik Yud, Tof is 600, and is 600 exactly. And then you have the Ches Chutin, the 8 tzitzis, v'heik shorim and 5 knots, you have a total of 613, or rei taryag. V'achshav, says Taisis, she'ein chashuvim kolkach, the door is not so chashuv. The lashon of the Russian arsugi is, v'ein ador hazeh roi lo'isa edis. Our door that doesn't do all the mitzvahs is not roi for that edis that we fulfilled all the mitzvahs. Hareyu ki'ilu, says Taisis, bava basra ki'ilu meyid, edis sheker. It's like I'm putting tzitzis on a person as if he did all the targ mitzvahs, and really he didn't. Therefore, we don't put tzitzis in the mace. V'chein, the Medrash, it says, L'doy roisam, you should have tzitzis, L'doy tam. It has to be a generation that's complete, having fulfilled all the mitzvahs. The Re says, the B'yameim ha'yu kulun mekayim mitzvahs tzitzis, L'fisha ha'yu l'kulun talei shel dal kamis. In those days, they, as we saw from Tosis and Erechin, that those days their begotim were made with 4 corners. And that's why there's a harama if you have rounded corners. Tosis and Erechin says, in those days. So the same thing, the Re says, in those days where all the Talais had Dal Kanfiz Lefiku, Asu Gam Kebemaisa, they wore it Mechayim, they wore it when they died. Aval Achshav, She'ein Lekulam Mechayim. Now, people don't have squared garments, so we don't have the tzitzis when we're alive. Ein lasis b'maisen. And afilu mishahar lo b'chayiv, we don't even do it for the person who was wearing it while he was alive. Kasha lo levayish mishahein loy, not to embarrass the person who didn't wear them. So the Rush adds, let's embarrass him, he didn't do what's right. So the Rush says, you can't say he didn't do what's right, because the maisa, he didn't own a garment which had four corners, so you can't have a tainah. It's very nice if a person wears tzitzis, but if a person did not wear tzitzis, you have to still be sensitive that he really didn't do anything wrong, me'ikara din, and therefore you shouldn't embarrass him. So that's why we don't put tzitzis on anyone. Rav Chaim, Kayin Tzedek, quotes Tosfos there, says that we hold like Rabbi Yochanan, who holds mitzvahs betelus losalavi, that there won't be mitzvahs in the future when Mashiach comes. Avol poi, here in Menachas, it's going like Shmuel, and Shmuel's of the opinion that a mitzvahs betelus losalavi. So that's why the mason needs tzitzis, because shasinim tzadikim lamed b'luvishayim. The tzaddikim are going to get up in their garments. V'im yasir b'moisa, if you're going to take it out when he dies, nim tzulasid yamad b'loit tzitzis, he's going to get up without tzitzis. So that's why Shmuel, our sugya over here, holds that the talis of, since mitzvahs are not but lost lovey, the talis of a mace needs tzitzis, so when he gets up tchiyas ha-mesim, he'll have tzitzis. However, we hold like Rabbi Yochanan that mitzvahs betelus lost lovey, so that's why we don't put it by the mace either, because he doesn't need it when he's going to get up, because he's not going to be mechuyev in tzitzis by tchiyas ha-mesim. The Rosh says in our sugya, v'yesh beforshim, ha-hu shaita, what our Gemara said at that time, refers kishmalich and I saw the kever. When we bring the mess to the kever, ramin and lay, we put tzitzis on. Mishum dekaloi l'roish. Kever say why? Shamechatven I said those who are carrying him yeshlan tzitzis. V'hu ain loy. But kishmasim and I saw the kever oz masir and I saw. So Tosfos says a minig which is done very much today that he has tzitzis. But when he's brought into the kever, then they remove the tzitzis. And the Tosfos Lashon and Bava Basra is V'chein Noyeg in Be'eretz Ashkenaz. In Germany, there were Noyeg, Lahasim tzitzis betala shalmeis, Sheyeh Nikr Shekaye Kiye mitzvah tzitzis. We indicate that he fulfilled during his lifetime the mitzvah tzitzis, Umiyad Mesirin. But right away, we remove it. So these are the various shitas of the Inyan of a mace having a tzitzis in his talus. Continues the Gemara. Amr Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna Amr Shmuel. Kli Kufsa. Chayav mitzitzis. We learned this already. We're a few lines down. Amr Rechava. Amr Rav Yehuda. Talish and Nikra. A talus that tore. Chutz l'shalosh. Yitvar. If it tore more than three etzpois from the edge of the beged, he should sew it up. And there's no problem. But toich shalosh lo yitvar. But if it tore within three, he should not sew it up. And the reason is, as Rashi explains, because if he sews it up within three, which is a place where we put tzitzis, we're afraid that there'll be one thread that hangs down from the sewing. And he will add three other threads, and he'll have his four threads. The problem is that one from the sewing, as Rashi brings down the second last line, Rashi brings down that this will be a problem of Tasav Leimanasi, that since this was made for sewing, it wasn't made l'shem tzitzis, now you want to use that which is sewn in the beged already for tzitzis. That's a chsaron of tasa v'loimenaasi. However, if it's above three tvachim, three etzpois, the rip, so then it's not a place where you're allowed to hang tzitzis, so we're not worried that he's going to use it for tzitzis. Tanya namihaki. We learned like this in the Brice as well. Talish nikra chutz l'shalashit, for if it tore outside of three etzpois, he is allowed to sew it up. Toich shalosh, Rameir, I'm a loyit for. Rameir holds that you should not sew it up because of the chshash that we said before. He'll use it for tzitzis and tas v'leim rasi. The chachamim, I remember the chachamim, the screen say yitvar, even though usually the halach is like the chachamim, but we have a klal that the halach is like Rameir when he made exera. So here Rameir made exera. So therefore, that's why we bring a rye from this brisa, that's how we paskin, that within three etzpois, if there was a rip, you shouldn't sew it up. Vishavin, and both Rameir and the Chacham agree, Shalayavi afila amal ama, even a large amount, an amal ama, mimokamacha from another place, Rashi, two lines from the bottom, explains from another talus which has tchelis in it, and he'll attach that to this beged. And what's the problem, says Rashi? Because it says in the Torah, al kanfei bigdeya. So you need that this kanaf is part of the original beged. And this kanaf was not part of the original beged. This kanaf was in another beged. Now you're attaching it to this beged with the tchelis in it. That's a problem of tasa v'loy mina asli. Vishavin, and both Rameir and the Chum agree, shemevi tchelis v'makom achav toba. He can undo the tchelis from a different talis, and then he can put it on this talis, the new talis. And there's no problem of tasa v'loy mina asli, because he's undoing it, and he's making the ksharim, and he's making the whole tzitzis from new, now that he's attaching it to the new talis. There everybody is might, it's okay. As we turn to daf, mem aleph from the base, ubelvad, only shaloi tehem of sekas. It has to be, Rashi says, chutim shleimim, not broken, cut off chutim. Toises in the top, toises tzorchian. My pirish, my yashmina. What's the chiddush? Of course, you should have whole tzitzis. So the shita in ois aleph says that even though we have halacha, that if tzitzis got broken, so there are halachas where the tzitzis will still be mutter. That's only b'di'evid once it happened. L'chatchila, you have to make tzitzis that are whole. So here, where you're using this tchelis, which was in a different talis, you undid it, and you're redoing it on the new talis, then it's like l'chatchila. You're starting all over it. Then it has to be whole. Shamet mino asked the Gemara matir mi beged lebeged. You're telling me that you're allowed to take tchelis from one beged to the other, so we see you can remove tzitzis from one beged to the other. And this bamis the machloek is further on this amud. And Rav holds that ain't matir mi beged lebeged, because it's a bezoyin to take the mitzvah away from the other beged to this beged. So l'chayy have a raya connected Rav. Answers the Gemara dilma di ibaloi. It's speaking about a case where it got worn out. And only in such a case are you allowed, where you're going to discard this talus. You're not going to use it. It's not usable. It's worn out. So then you're allowed. Then it's not a bezoyin if you remove the tzitzis to use them again in a new beged. Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a brisa, talis shekula tcheles, a talus that is completely tcheles, kol mini tzavoinim poitrim bo. So where you need the lovin, there you could use any colors. What this means is based on a pasuk by Midbar Tesvav, pasuk Lamed Ches, where the pasuk says, "Va'asu lem tzitzis al kanfei bigdeim l'daraisam, v'nasnu al tzitzis hakanaf tzilcheles." Now the word hakanaf is extra because it already said in the pasuk before al kanfei bigdeim. So that we learned out that the kanaf has to be, the tzitzis have to be mimin hakanaf. They have to be the same as the corner. The beged usually is white, so therefore two of the tzitzis have to be levenim. The other two have to be tchelis in order to do the mitzvah of tzitzis min hamufchur. Now what happens if the beged itself is tchelis? So now, by putting on white, you're not going to fulfill min kanaf anyway. So therefore, you don't have to look after white, but you could take any color. Chutz, with the only exception, mikloy ilan, from indigo, which is a fake tchelis, which looks exactly like tchelis, that you're not allowed to use. Why can't you use it? We have two pshatim and Rashi, and based on these two pshatim, we will have a difference in how to learn the following Gemara. The first pshat in Rashi is that we're afraid, since it looks mamish like tchelis, If he will sell the beged to somebody else, the talis, that person will think he's getting all tchelis, and then he'll remove some the kla ilon, put it on another beged which has the loven tzitzis from Pishtin, and here you had the kla ilon with tzemer. Here you'll have klayim, and it'll be shaloi b'makom mitzvah because the klayilon is not really tchelis, and he'll be oiver. So therefore, or another possibility is that he'll remove the tchelis and he'll leave the klayilon on the original beged, and then he'll put on, let's say, two other levonim from Pishtan, and then he'll have klaim again, shalai b'makom mitzvah. This is Rashi's first pshat. Rashi's second pshat is that there is a halacha that you must have two colors. You can't have the same color. Since we learned out the din of minakonav, and we learned out that it has to be tcheles there also. So we've learned out tcheles and lavan. So that is teaching us that whenever you have a talis, it has to have two colors in the tzitzis. And therefore, there's a psul if you have klal ilan, which has the exact same color as the tcheles, which is made from the blood of the chalazim. Meisve, I'll ask you a question from a brisa. Talis ain't poitu bo'alamina. A talis that tzitzis have to be from the same min. So this, we know that this is difficult. We've learned before that samaru pishtim can pater any min. So Rashi learns the sugya here, that it means that you should have the same color of tzitzis like the beged. If the Rashi says, Maduma hi, yatlba shnei chutim adumim, ushnei chutim tcheles. You should have two tcheles, and if the beged itself is red, so then mimina beged, it's not white, now you put red threads. If it's blue, if it's green, you put green threads in. So learns Rashi. Tosfos says, Tema, that the midi tziva kagorim, is there a halacha that's totally in color? Tosfos says, maybe it's a din d'rabbanan because of Zek Helim Vavei. We're reading from the second Tosfos, Diramaskal, Ein Poitu Barlamina. But then Tosfos says that perhaps we're speaking here about Charminim, like you have Shirayin, in other words, silk. It's not speaking about the color, but if the beged is silk, you should have the tzitzis from silk, but Tosfos says that's lav dafka, because we know that samaru pishtim can pater silk as well. If you have silk tzitzis, that can pater a silk beged. But if you have samaru pishtim, that can pater everything. Continues the brisa. Talis shekula tcheles. What happens if you have a talis that's complete tcheles? Mevi tcheles v'dav racher. He brings tcheles and something else, a different color. And even though Rashi speaks out that since you have a beged of kuloi tcheles, so by having tcheles in it, you have mimin ha beged. So why not put four of tcheles? So Rashi says that most talesim have lovan and tcheles, so therefore it's a requirement by all talesim. You can't be yoitzu with four of tcheles in a beged of tcheles. You need a different color. So maybe tcheles v'davracher v'toylebe, but v'klailin lo yavi lichatchila. He's not supposed to bring klailin, but v'imhevi. But if he attached klailin, kosher. So this is a kasha on what we learned before. Before we learned that chutz miklailin, you cannot use klailin in a beged of tcheles. Mashma even b'diavad. And here it's mashma. It's only lichatchila. Aser by b'diavad. It's mutter. Armor of Nachman Yitzchak, loikasha, kam betalas bas arbo chutin, kam betalas bas shmoina chutin. It depends if it has four chutin or eight chutin. And now this teretz will be totally in the two pshatim they had before in Rashi. According to the first pshat, that it all centered around the fact that he might come to sell it, and there might come a churban out of it, that there will be a klaim shaloi b'makam mitzvah, because the indigo, the kla'ilan, looks like tcheles, and people will think it's tcheles even though it's not, and they'll mix it together with lavan. According to that, there'll be a nafka mina with four or eight. Why? Because by four, so l'chatchila, you shouldn't put it, the tcheles with the kla'ilan, but b'di'evid, we're not worried because it's only four. There's no extra threads there. There's no extra tzitzis. We're not so worried b'di'evid that he's going to remove the tzitzis. However, if you have eight, so there he has extra. He has four. According to this pshat, the eight means he has four of tcheles and four of kla'ilon. So there he has plenty of extra to play around with. There we are worried that maybe he'll remove the tcheles and leave the kla'ilon, or remove the kla'ilon and leave the tcheles, because he has eight. So there already it is puzzle even b'diavad. That's the first pshat in Rashi. According to the second pshat in Rashi, so kan ba'arba, that's when it's puzzle, because he has tcheles and kla'ilon. And we learned that you have to have two maros. You have to always have a lavan and a tcheles. So if you have only Kla'ilon and Tchelis, it's possible. It's all one color. Whereas if you have eight, and according to this pshat, what does it mean you have eight? Not you have, like the first pshat, four Tchelis and four Kla'ilon, but you have two Tchelis and two Lavan. And then let's say he put on four Kla'ilon. So since he has the two of Lavan, so he's already Yoitze, he has Mimina Knaf, he has the two colors, then Lichatchila he shouldn't do it because we're worried that maybe he'll sell it. That Kshash, even according to the second Pshat of Rashi, Lichatchila. But Beriyevet, that won't possible because he was Yoitze with the two that he has, which are white. Says the Gemara, Shamat Mina, Matirin Mi Begel Begel. Chor, we have another Raya against Rav, who holds Ein Matirin Mi Begel Begel. Here we see that Matirin, because your whole Gzeira here, the whole reason you're postling is based on this idea that he might sell it and the person will come to mix together Shloi B'Makom Mitzvah, Lovin, the Tzemer and the Pishton Shloi B'Makom Mitzvah. So it must be that you're assuming that people will take from one bagot to the other. If they wouldn't take, then there's no Kshash. So Gemara says, Dilma di of it. Since a Churban can come out, you're right. Lichatchila should be like Rav Ein Matirin Mi Begel Begel. But let's say a person did it, a Churban will come out. For that Churban alone, we have to make a Gzer. Itmar, now comes the Machloikis of Matirin or Ein Matirin Mi Begel Begel. Itmar, Rav Omer Ein Matirin Mi Begel Begel. It's a Bezoyan. Ushmul Omer Matirin Mi Begel Begel. You could, since you're doing it for the purpose of putting onto another talus, that's not considered a Bezoyan. Rav Omer by Ner Chanukah, Ein Madlikim Miner Lener. Also, a bezoyan ushmulam or madlikim in there, there. You could use one Chanukah candle to light another. It's also not considered a bezoyan because you're doing a mitzvah with it. Rav Omer, third halacha, ein halacha k'rab Shimon Begreira. The halacha is not like Shimon Begreira. As we'll see the Gemara further, that Rav Shimon says, goyrer oda mita kisev isafsel ubavach lo yitzchav and lascharitz. A person's allowed on Shabbos to schlep, to drag a bed, a chair, or a bench, and even though it makes a hole, a furrow in the ground, if it's not a psikratia, as long as he has no kavana to make the chritz, even if the chritz happened, and it didn't have to happen, a psikratia, then Rav Shimon says it's mutter. So Rav says, ain't a look at Rav Shimon Begreira, because we paskin like Rav Yehuda, who holds Eidim is chavan is osir. Ushmuel Omar, halach Rav Shimon Begreira, the halach is like Rav Shimon Begreira. Omar Abaya, kol mili demar, everything that the master, which is Rav Abaya Nachmeni, who was the Rebbe of Abaya, did, always, when there's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, he would paskin Ovid Karav. He would go like Rav. Labar Mahani Klas, except for these three dinim. Ovid Shmuel would do like Shmuel. Matirim Yibegel Abegin. Madlikim in there, Lener. Valach Rav Shimon Begreira, Desanya. Rav Shimon Oimer, as we mentioned before, it's mutter, Luchatchila, to Goyru Adam, Mita, Kisa Vesavsel, Ulavad Shalay, Schavan Lasses, Chritz. Now, we switch from Matirim Lebegel Abegin to the Inyan of Tzitz is made out of tchelis. Rabbi Yehuda Moserle Lekatzer. He used to give it to a launderer, and he wasn't worried that the launderer would switch the tchelis for Kla'ilin. Rabbi Chanina Ovid Lasisa. Rabbi Chanina was worried, and he would make it into a ball, and this would be like a shmirah to make sure that the launderer would not switch his tchelis to Kla'ilin. Ravina Chayit Lumechet. He would make a hem, and he would sew a hem and put the tzitzes inside the hem and sew it up so that there should be no switch from tchelis to kla'ilon. So the Karen Oira asks on this pshat of Rashi that l'chayra, what shaychus does it have to the sugya before of ematil mibegad lebegad? And the Karen Oira says that it does have a shaychus, because the Rabbi Yehuda, who used to give it to the launderer and wasn't worried, it's speaking about he gave it to a frum launderer. And the chashash over here is, maybe the frum launderer, he sees perhaps one of the tzitzes is frayed. He'll go and take l'shem shemayim. He'll try to help the person out by switching with another tzitzes. And that tzitzes looks like tchelis, but really it's kla'ilon. So Rabbi Yehuda wasn't worried about this because he holds ein matirin mi begel lebegel. The firm person is not going to be matirin mi begel lebegel. So therefore, I don't have to take any precautions to protect myself from this. from this well-meaning launderer. However, Rav Chanina held like Shmuel, Damatiran mi bagel lebagel. So Mimela, I am worried he's going to do such a switch for my benefit, and therefore he would make a ball. Ravina held also Matiran mi bagel lebagel, and therefore he sewed it up that the well-intentioned launderer should not make a switch, and it should come out that he'll have shatnez shaloi b'makom mitzvah, because he'll have kla ilon instead of tchelis. Tana Rabbanu, we learned in a braisa, kama chutin unaisin. How many chutin do you put in the tzitzes before you fold them over? Beishami or Mdalit. Beishami says 4, which is folded to 8. Beisil or Mgimel. And Beisil says 3, which is folded to 6. The reasons of Beishami and Beisil are written in Taisa, Devir Maschel Beishami, Ayin Shom. The kama, we pass like Beishami, 4. The kama temishulashis. How much hangs down? According to Machloek, it's Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam here. In Taisus Divya Maschel, Beishame Oyemrim Arba, that Rashi learns we're talking about the Onuf, besides the Gedil. So the Gedil is the braided, knotted top part of the tzitzis, and the Onuf is that which hangs down. So according to Rashi, whatever shear you'll have, for example, Beishame Oyemrim Dalit, Beishame says 4, that means that the Onuf is 4, and the Onuf is always double the Gedil. So the Gedil is 2, 4 and 2 is 6. Beis Hillel, according to Rashi, Arvim Gimel, that the Onuf is 3. So it'll come out that the Gedil, the Onuf is 2 times the Gedil. So if the Onuf is 3, the Gedil is 1.5. It'll come out 4.5. However, the Rabbeinu Tam learns, no, that Mishuleshes is referring to the Gedil. And Me'emela comes out much bigger. Beishamir, Armim, Dalid, the Gedil is 4, and the Onuf is double, is 8. So you have a total of 12, which is what we paskin like, that it has to be 12 etzbois long. We'll see soon which fingers. Ubeisil, Armim, Gimel, which according to Taisus, the Rabbeinu Tam means the Gedil is 3. So the Onuf is double, is 6. A total of 9. We paskin again, like here, like Beishamir. The Gimel Shebeisil Oymrim, the Gimel that Beisil says, and Hua Din the Svasema says, we're choosing Beisil, but really we mean Beishame as well. Whatever measurements Beishame spoke about, or Beisil, what finger are they speaking about? Achas me arba betefach kolodim. They're speaking about a finger which is a quarter of a tefach of a regular person. What is that referred to? Which finger? Amar Rapapa said, Rapapa, tefach derais a dalid begoidel. It's 4 goydlim, 4 thumbs, and that's what Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are referring to. And if we paskin like Beis Shammai, when he said that it has to be 4 goydlim, when he said 4, he meant 4 goydlim. According to Beis Hillel, it was 3 goydlim. Now, what else is a tefach? Shis biktana. It's 6 tiny fingers, the pinkies. It's 6. Those 6 are equal to 4 goydlim. Or chamesh, Betilsa, or 5 index fingers, that also constitutes 1 tefach. Amar Rav Huna, what's the halacha? The halacha is as follows. Dalid means there's 4 chutim like Beis Shammai. Betoich dalid, you do it within 4 etzbois from the edge of the beged. Umushalesh is dalid, how much does it hang down? 4. Again, Machlag is Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. What's hanging down? The Gedil or the Onuf? Rabbi Hudoimer, Gimel. It's 3 chutim, like Beis Hillel. V'toich Gimel, and it's so, the tzitzis are put in within 3 etzbos from the edge of the baguette. Mishulash is Gimel. It hangs down 3. Amar Rapapa, or says Rapapa, Hilchase, the final halacha is, and that's how we paskin, Dalet, there's 4 tzitzis, which doubled over are 8. B'tach shalosh, the 4 tzitzis are put within 3 etzbos from the edge of the baguette. Mushalashis, arba, hangs down, 4, which according to Rabbeinu Tam, the way we paskin, is referring to the Gedil, which means the Onuf is double that, which is 8. 8 and 4 is 12. The measurement of the entire tzitzis is 12, and what fingers are we talking about? We're talking about the fingers, which are a quarter of a tefach, and those fingers refer to goydlim, thumbs. So the entire tzitzis, the Gedil, with the Onuf together, is a total of 12 goydlim. Before ending the shiur, I just wanted to speak out a very important kasha that the Rishonim ask on the Gemara before, that we learned that there were a total of 8 tzitzis The question is, what about Bal Tosef? You're adding to the mitzvah. The mitzvah is only supposed to be four tzitzes. And on this, Tosef, in the large Tosef at the beginning of the Perek, Hatchelas, brings down Rashi, that Rashi tells us that there's only Bal Tosef when one would put two separate bunches of tzitzes in the same corner. That would be Bal Tosef. However, to add on more tzitzes in the same unit, there is no Bal Tosef, because Gedilim Tasalach, the minimum is four, but the maximum could be more than four, and one would not be over on Bal Tosef.